welcome to our retreat here in the Bellarmine Retreat House, and want to also thank you for the privilege of being with you. Hearing my prayers from months ago, and then over the years, all the retreats that God has placed into my life, I remember daily in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. I noticed that the private conferences that both Father Luther and myself are to be available for, I also noticed that Father Luther's slots are not filled yet. Believe me, I could not think of a more dedicated priest with more experience in directing souls than Father Luther. I am confident you will avail yourselves of your services during the retreat, and, if I might suggest, and wear him out. Immediately after this conference, we'll have our Mass, and then you have your schedule. And as you know also, by the beginning of this conference starts the recollection or silence for the retreat. I might begin by observing that to make a good retreat means to make a good confession. Father Luther and I will be available for confessions, and then during the retreat, during stated confessional times also. And don't hesitate, please, in continuing your private conferences and also your retreat confession, even though there is a conference here in chapel. Don't hesitate to leave chapel or come back. Be sure, I repeat, to make a good confession during the retreat. I would like to call this a retreat of faith. And for the opening conference, I would like to ask three questions. What is a retreat of faith? Secondly, why make a retreat of faith? And thirdly, how to make a good retreat of faith? And before I go any further, can I be heard in the back of the chapel? My hearing, as many of you know, is not so good. I'm never quite sure whether I can be heard. See, I can be heard in the back of the chapel. First then, what is a retreat of faith? A retreat of faith is a time of concentrated prayer and reflection on the principal truths of God's revealed Word. A time of concentrated prayer and reflection on the principal truths of God's revealed Word. we know that we can know many things about God, His existence, about the purpose of our existence here on earth. We can know from reason alone that we are to speak the truth. Reason alone can tell us that we are to live lives of honesty, of chastity. However, and the retreat is all about this, however, the human mind, being as we know, a fallen and therefore darkened human mind, the human mind by itself cannot, for most people, much of the time, for some people, most of the time, and for all of us, many times, cannot see what we should know if we just used our reason. That is why God gave us the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are all knowable by reason. Say that again. The Ten Commandments are all knowable by reason. But God saw fit because He saw it was necessary to reveal the Ten Commandments. In other words, beyond merely allowing us to know what we should do from our reason alone, already from the dawn of human history, God had revealed His will for the human race. And then God became man. And with the coming of Jesus Christ, God revealed, watch this, not only what we could know by reason alone, He revealed mysteries. Like what? Like the fact that the man, Jesus of Nazareth, was the living God in human form. Like what? That with that man, Jesus, died on the cross. It was God Himself as a man, shedding His blood for the redemption of the world. Like what? That Jesus Christ is on earth today, same, identical, numerically identical Jesus that walked the streets of Palestine is on earth in the Holy Eucharist. And yet, this past June the 18th, I can't believe it, I was ordained 45 years. I began giving retreats a year after my ordination. It would not have occurred to me talk about a retreat of faith back, say, in the late 40s or 50s, then, my dear friends, thanks for being here. Millions of once-believing Catholics have abandoned their faith. Do you know that? And as sad as would have been in the only ones who had, notice I'm not saying lost their faith. Nobody loses their Catholic faith. Repeat, no Catholic loses his faith. You only abandon the faith. You don't lose it. It is not only the laity. It is religious. It is priests. How it pains me to say it. Bishops who have lost their faith. Today, the 1st of September, I begin my 23rd year in working for the Holy See. That's why I thought after praying that our retreat should be on our divine faith. What's divine about our faith? It is revealed by God and supported only by His grace. So then we return to our first question. What is a retreat of faith? It is a time of concentrated prayer and reflection. And the emphasis is on the word concentrated. Pray as fervently and as much as you can. And we'll have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. You can spend as much time, I don't say as you can, all the time you can afford, dare I say more than you can afford, praying that your faith will be firm and remain constant in the most devastating crisis of faith in the 2,000 years of the Catholic Church's history. I don't make that statement without reflection. What are some of these principal truths of our faith that, please God, we will strengthen as the fruit of this retreat? We believe that we were made from nothing. The 9 months had her. Subtract a few days before we were born, we were nothing. And except for the same almighty power that brought us out of nothing in existence, I'm so happy to see some empty chairs here in chapel. You'd be the empty chairs, well, and I'd be an empty chair too. except for God, we would be what we were before we became what we are, which is exactly, mathematically, nothing. What are some of these truths that we are to strengthen during the retreat? That we are all sinners. Whatever happened to sin? I hesitate identifying the large archdiocese of the United States, in which the archbishop of that diocese, at the beginning of Lent of that year, distributed among all his priests a sizable book on penance, bound in beautiful lavender. The book looked very penitential. Once you read that book, you wonder why anyone would go to confession. Who goes to confession anymore? I know I'm talking to the right audience. That's why I'm saying what I am. Our faith in sin. Our faith in our vocation. But you might object, I thought only priests and visitors had vocations. No, my dear. Everyone has a vocation. God has called all of us, especially, to do His will. And our duty in life is to find out what are the responsibilities of my state of life and how well am I living up to what is my vocation. What are some of these truths that we are to reflect on during the retreat? Our faith in Jesus Christ. We believe that God became man as human as us, except for sin. How clear and deep is our faith in Christ's divinity? Because, unless our faith in Christ's divinity is clear and strong, why should we take what He taught and how He lived seriously? We believe that God became man, hear it, that God became man in order that He might be able to suffer and die on the cross to redeem us. I've talked to too many audiences. I've spoken to too many people. I've battered too many ears with too many words not to know that it is one thing to say, I believe, as we recite in the Creed. In Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He believed it. But what a difference between saying we believe and realizing that if we're going to serve God as He wants to be served, if we're going to love God as He wants to be loved, hear it, in the first conference of the retreat, we must suffer. And we repeat, if we're going to really live our faith, we must not only resign ourselves to suffering, but would you believe it? Expect, even want to suffer. Why? Because if God so loved us as to become man in order to be able to suffer, then if we want to love Him, there are two monosyllables I've been saying over the years that belong together. And they are love and pain. What then is a retreat of faith? A retreat of faith is a time when what we believe, or we believe all right, becomes so deep, so real in our lives, that as we go through this short period of time here on earth, we will be eager, anxious, waiting to be released from this world and enter that heaven for which we wait. Part 2 of the retreat. Pardon the interruption. The light is off on the clock. I don't have a watch here. Could I borrow somebody's watch, please? Thank you. Now, my next question is why? Why make a retreat of faith? The first simple answer is, we need it. You need it, I need it. Why do we need a retreat on faith? In order that we might live better, holier, more selfless lives than we have lived so far. It is only faith that sustains us. I say this from the depths of my soul. Except for faith, I would have lost my mind long ago. The world in which we're living places, I have no hesitation in saying this, the world in which we are living places the heaviest demand on the faith of believing Christians in 2,000 years of the church's history. Why do we need a retreat on faith? So we may see more clearly what we believe. It is one thing to believe. It is something else to see clearly what I believe. I'd like to tell this episode. Giving a lecture years ago to an audience, and just for whatever reason, I mentioned that I had spent 31 years in formal education. Well, after the lecture, there were questions. And one of the questions on a little card was, why did you have to study that long? Were you so stupid? And my answer was yes. And don't tell me that education provides intelligence. The most dangerous people in the world are the educated fools. The doctorates, whose intelligence is that of a 4-year-old child, why do we need a retreat on our faith? Because without the faith, the intellect is a dark, black cavern. We need the faith to understand everything that is worth knowing in this world. Why do we need a retreat of faith? That we might be able to hold on to our faith and not merely watch this, not merely remain believing Catholics, but become stronger. Precisely because there are so many challenges, there is so much opposition to the faith in the world in which we live. How many times I've prayed for Skillebex and King and McBrien, and thank God for those. Well, Cunha is not so learned. Skillebex is intelligent. Two kinds of heretics, the professionals and the amateurs. The reason why God is allowing this massive opposition to the Catholic faith and in circles and from sources well, you would never expect, who would have dreamt that bishops of the Roman Catholic Church in the United States meeting in Chicago would publicly defend homosexuality? Dear God. Is there still a sixth and ninth commandment in the Decalogue? Why do we need a retreat of faith? Because, and we'll come back to this more than once before we finish on Thursday, the most precious gift we have, which underlies everything else in our lives, is our faith. Well, there's nothing we have received from God, and the word is nothing that we are to hug for ourselves. In other words, we are to share what we believe. But my friend, you don't share your faith unless you appreciate it, understand it, cherish it, and know not only, I repeat, how to keep the faith or even grow in the faith, but how to help others, either who don't have the faith to believe or who had believed to recover their faith or who still believe and are holding on, that they might be stronger and deeper because you have entered their lives. I'm still in the why. Why do we need a retreat of faith? Because we are to live what we believe. None of us made the decision to come into the world when we did, for reasons best known to God. We were born when we were, and we're alive here today. There's no cliche. And the more often I repeat it, the more I want to keep raising my voice to become a thunder ordinary bishops cannot survive in the world today. Ordinary priests will not survive. Ordinary religions will not survive. Ordinary lay people will not survive. Only heroic Catholics will survive. Why do we need a retreat of faith in order even to survive? And of course, that's not all. To thrive. Not in spite of, but because of the massive abandonment of the most fundamental truths of divine revelation and the most fundamental principles of the moral law. I came in after 10 last night to Detroit from an eastern city. My responsibility was talking to a bishop. Pray for him. Oh, how specific I could be. And I'm sure you all know what I am saying. Why do we need a retreat of faith? Because if we're going to preserve the Catholic Church in the United States, there had better still be bishops, priests, religious, and the lay faithful. We have preserved the faith stronger than ever and have lived, and I'll say this in the first conference of the retreat, have lived the lives of martyrs. And I'm not being poetic, believe me. In other words, to be a Catholic today means to suffer for your faith. And you better know what you're suffering for. One more question, how? How to make a good retreat of faith? Some practical suggestions. We believe with the mind. However, our minds will be only as clear to understand what we believe as our wills are conformed to the will of God. There is nothing, nothing that so blinds the mind as sin. Nothing. How to make a good retreat of faith? Honestly, look into your hearts. And ask yourselves in God's presence, what in my life must be removed? And of course, nobody would commit sin if sin was not pleasant. What in my life are the temptations that I've got to, watch this, not only resist, but remove? I hope I'm talking to the wrong audience. You don't watch, as is now the average in the United States, you just don't watch television for 30 hours a week and keep out of sin. You just don't. And I mean mortal sin. You just don't read the daily papers from cover to cover, or one magazine after another. And how it pains me to say this, let me tell you, this will be an open retreat. Published in Chicago. And of all the names, may God forgive the blaspheming editors of the U.S. Catholic for the month of August. Just finished. The late article and the picture of the nun on the front cover. Page after page defending lesbianism among women and homosexuality among men. My dear friends in Christ, these are not ordinary days. How then to make a good retreat of faith? Make sure that you are not being seduced by the world that is deluged, swimming in sin, and that sin now makes headlines of the papers, and I have to repeat it, and the front page cover of a blasphemously called magazine, U.S. Catholic. How to make a good retreat of faith. It is not only that we look into our lives and ask ourselves, what in my life needs to be, let me use the verb, cleaned up. What sinful habits have I got into? And there are 7 capital sins. And we all have a natural tendency, all of us, beginning with the speaker, to pride, lust, anger, covetousness, envy, laziness, and gluttony. How to make a good retreat. And this is the key. Ask our Lord, Lord, what more can I do than I've ever done before in my life? Because the world in which I'm living needs heroic Catholics as she never needed such living martyrs as today. God wants us to be channels of His grace to others. You wives to your husbands. Your mothers to your children. Ask our Lord during this retreat, Lord, what more should I do? What do you want me to do that I have never done before so that I will be such a powerful channel of grace for everyone whose life I touch as I've never been before? Because if there is one thing the world desperately needs today, it is saints, holy people, in every state of life, because only people who are living lives of close union with God and of total conformity to His divine will will do what desperately needs doing, converting a world that is drowning in sin, beginning with our own beloved United States. I have a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe You are my God. I believe You have made me not for time, but for eternity. I believe You want me to become detached from all creatures that in any way hinder my love and service of Your divine majesty. I believe You want me to bring others to heaven with me. Because, dear Jesus, I believe I will not get to heaven alone, my dear Lord, I am blind. Blind to my own weaknesses and sins. I need your light to see myself as you see me, so that I may see your will in my life. But dear Lord, I'm very weak. I need your strength. Give me during these days of the retreat the light and strength I need in the short time still left me here on earth, so that when you call me, dear Lord, I may be ready, eager to meet you, the God for whom I was made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.